The Fed minutes are out later today and will certainly get a lot of attention given just how much financial markets are on pins and needles around the central bank's next moves. It's clear the Fed has made a move towards the start to a tighter policy path, with that first gesture coming by way of the start to a taper now expected to happen in November. The Fed chair himself has said conditions for a taper have been all but met at this point, though it will be interesting to see just how much this is reflected in today's communication. There is definitely some internal debate within the Fed around the risks associated with rising inflation, though more and more, as inflation keeps pushing up, credibility around the prospect of inflation being transitory has been damaged, and this has swung the balance further to the side of the hawkish camp. We'll get more color today for sure, but the other big question is whether or not there will be any signs of the Fed wanting to pull back and pull away from a commitment for an imminent taper given this latest U.S. jobs report, which was unimpressive for the second consecutive time. The point here is that doves who are feeling a little less secure in their transitory outlooks around inflation might be happy to point to the disturbing jobs reports as a reason to hold with that transitory inflation outlook and further justify the need to continue to err on the side of policy accommodation. Now, it's possible all of this may not matter at all with U.S. inflation data due ahead of the Fed minutes. We think if there is any significant deviation on inflation data relative to expectation, whether up or down, this could end up being what drives market reaction and interpretation of the Fed communication. Should inflation come in on the hot side, we suspect this will increase pressure for the central bank to be more hawkish, thereby pushing up the U.S. dollar and weighing on equities. If, on the other hand, today's inflation data comes in soft, it will reinvigorate the dovish camp and likely inspire dollar selling and a resurgence in demand for U.S. equities. That's all for now.